Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fellas are out today. I'm Luke Morrow alongside Chris Partee filling in. Team Mill holding things down in the steel wheels. And you with us as well. Text the show 713-572-4610. We got Game 7 in the NBA Finals this weekend, but does the league have a marketing problem? Get to that in a moment. We were talking about Popovich and the offensive line last segment. 832 said it's almost like politicking, like just sticking to messaging and talking points in regards to the praise for Popovich from the offensive line right now. And then a few people reached out and said, no, he really is related to Greg Popovich. Chris, you Googled it during the break, and we found out they are somewhat related.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm shocked. I did a little journalistic digging here. You know, tapped into some sources. Google.
Big J journalism.
Investigative journalism's important, man. Hey, you gotta keep people honest.
That's how we do it around here. But apparently, so I found a CBS News article from 2020 where Cole Popovich is asked the question, is there any relation to Greg in San Antonio? And at the time, he had just recently found out, this is from 2020, he had just recently found out that there was some relation. Now, they don't actually specify what the, I guess it would be like generations ago
or something.
Yeah, I guess it would be a cousin of some sort, but like,
how many times removed? Get the hell out of here.
That's right.
That doesn't count.
Exactly. How many times removed, right?
Thank you.
Who knows? But that's what I found.
I don't count it either, because people always point to it like somebody said, crazy how genetics deem you a leader or not. No, there's no connection between these two.
No.
They're distantly related. They didn't even know until 5 years ago.
Yeah, so
I'm distantly related to Carl Pavano, the former MLB pitcher. Doesn't mean I'm going to be some sort of big league pitcher. Obviously, I'm not. I'm sitting here.
I mean, we're all related. We all came from Adam and Eve, man.
That's right. You know, go back far enough.
If you go back far enough, you'll find something, right?
Just go back to that garden, man.
Yeah, so doesn't count. Distantly related.
So nobody's buying it. Again, that's what's out there. That's what I was able to find. I'll do more digging, and I'll let you know what I find.
No, if you don't know till you're 35 years old that you're related to somebody, I don't count.
But that happens sometimes, though.
It does.
It can happen.
But yeah, I know. Especially all these people now doing these DNA tests.
And you find out
certain things about the family that were buried a long time ago.
What was it in the NBA years ago? Tracy McGrady and Vince Carter didn't really know they were cousins until they got to the league. And they were in their early 20s at the time.
Yeah, that's another one.
It happens, though. It happens.
Yeah.
Two sides of the family don't necessarily deal with each other. Hey, it can happen. I'm just saying. I'm keeping hope out for Cole, man.
Kick Rock said, Luke, have you ever seen Maury? That's where people find out whether they're related or not later.
Yes, they do.
That man's a legend. Just stirring turds as often as he could.
Hey, you know, hey, he made a hell of a living doing it, or has made a hell of a living doing it.
There's that Orioles pitcher, right? Cole Povich. Is he related to Maury Povich? Same name. Yeah, they're probably distantly related as well.
We're just going to go with yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, Maury was great. Jerry Springer I never got into because that was clearly fake. In fact, I grew up in Connecticut. They filmed these shows in Connecticut, and I know people who got paid to not only go but to be part of the show. And
yeah.
Put you up in. But Maury, yeah, no, Maury I buy into because that was more legitimate. I knew someone who interned on that show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jerry Springer, from what I've been told, was always a setup. Maury was actually more legitimate. So I loved Maury. I used to come home from school, watch Maury.
Watch Maury.
Yeah. Good times.
Trash TV.
That's right.
At its finest.
Amen. Hey, the NBA Finals are going to Game 7 Sunday night. The Pacers really dominated and controlled that game last night to force a Game 7. Well, first, let me ask you this before we get into the bigger conversation. Game 7 in OKC now. Thunder are favored, I think, by like 8.5.
Yeah.
Who are you picking for Game 7? Who do you think closes this out?
I called this from the start. Pacers in 7.
Wow,
I called it from
Pacers.
The start. Yeah, I called it on Area 45 a couple weeks ago. Pacers in 7. Yeah, wow. It's pretty much gone how I saw it going, honestly. Now, I didn't see them blowing them out last night, but I thought they would win and push it to 7.
Yeah.
I mean, OKC just, they were going through the motions last night, it felt like. Right?
Yes.
It just didn't feel like there was urgency to just close this team out and let's just move on and win our championship.
That's what I said yesterday.
Like.
When we previewed the game yesterday on the air, and I said, they've shown this throughout the playoffs of maybe it's their youth and inexperience, but they don't step on the gas pedal. Even in games where they jump out to these big leads against the Pacers, and then they've let them get back into the game in the second half. And so that was my concern last night, was being on the road, up 3-2, like, were they going to be locked in and motivated to finish it out, or are they going to play with their food like we've seen too much? And sure enough, the Pacers are ready to go. Thunder weren't. And now we get Game 7.
I think another thing that factors in here is that there's really, especially coming into the series, there was no pressure on the Pacers because no one expected them to win this series. And not many people expected them to push it to 7.
Yeah.
OKC's had all the pressure. They were the best team all season. What they win, 68 games? I think 68 games this year because they set
yeah,
some
kind of... Yeah, with the playoffs. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm saying the regular season. Regular season, they won 68 games.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, had the best record in the league. They were the most... They were seen as the most dominant team in the NBA this season. So all the pressure's been on them to make it to the finals and win it. So maybe they have buckled. And I won't say necessarily because they're young, because they kind of got over that hurdle of having the inexperience, you know, with some of the teams that they beat along the way. But the Pacers also, outside of a couple guys, the Pacers are pretty young too. Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
Outside of maybe Miles Turner and TJ McConnell, they're a pretty young team as well.
Yeah.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Which is why I think we've seen some inconsistencies from these two teams, especially on the road.
Yeah.
But that takes me to the bigger question is Game 7 Sunday night. The cliche is, you know, there's no two better words. I don't know. Super Bowl might be better than Game 7. I don't know. That's a debate. But
But yet the conversations, not only here in Houston, but everywhere, seems to be more about Durant and Giannis. And this is always the thing with the NBA is, like, it seems like the focus is always more about the offseason, the stars, and the future, more so than the playoffs. So my question is, does the NBA have a marketing problem where we have Game 7 of the NBA Finals on Sunday night? I feel like people are more wrapped up, though, right now in the NBA world in what's going to happen these next couple weeks with free agency or trades.
Luke, I think you're right about that, but the NBA, it's their own fault. You know why? Because years ago, they bought into making it a players' league, not necessarily about the team.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So when you have two smaller NBA markets like the Indiana Pacers and the OKC Thunder, well, outside of their fan bases, a lot of people, especially casual fans, they don't care much. Now, I believe more people love a Game 7 and will watch the Game 7 than probably have on average throughout the series, because it is a Game 7. We all love a Game 7. Whether it's baseball, hockey, basketball, doesn't matter. But, yeah, when you got names like Giannis that could be going somewhere else, name like Kevin Durant that could be going somewhere else, it's a star-driven league. The NBA has conditioned us as fans to look at it as a star-driven league. Teams are run by players for the most part. If you're one of those big stars, you can pretty much what you say goes on a given team. So, no, the NBA, if they do have a problem with marketing, they've done it to themselves. They have no one to blame but themselves for that.
Agreed. Yeah, no, I think so. I mean, I remember Derek Fisher when he was hired as the Knicks head coach, and he said at his press conference,
"Goodness,
I can get Kevin Durant here in 2 years." That was the selling point. That in 2 years from now, we might be able to get this star player. Yeah, this is the problem with the NBA, is that it's always about not only the stars, but that star movement and what's coming down the road. And as the players have moved around so much, that also has played into it, where obviously you go back just to the 90s and, you know, Jordan ran that era, but he was always with the Bulls. And so winning championships, or even obviously here in Houston where you had Olajuwon and you had Patrick Ewing, both Olajuwon and Ewing until the very end, those final 2 years of their careers, they were with their teams.
You had their primes.
Yeah, and they stayed with their teams.
Yeah.
So there wasn't all that player movement, and you're not wondering instead like, oh, is Ewing or is Olajuwon leaving? It's more about actually following these teams. Can the Bulls win again? Can the Rockets actually win a championship when Jordan's in the league? Can the Knicks get over the Bulls? So on and so forth. And yeah, now it's so much about these players and the movement. And I also say the NBA is not doing themselves any favors, I think, by having the draft next week. So specifically, like with the Kevin Durant trade, you would think the Suns want to get that done before the draft so they could get some draft picks for this very draft. I don't like this timing where let's have the finals, and then we can focus down the road a little bit on the draft and free agency and trades and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and that's the thing about, I've talked about it before, that's the thing about the NBA is the finals end in mid-June, but you don't even get a month break until free agency or the draft. And then, because free agency starts like a few days after the draft, like a week or so after the draft. So it's all very close, tied close together. With the NFL, the combine isn't even until, late February. So a couple weeks after the Super Bowl, but then you don't get free agency for a few more weeks. And then, you have a little bit of time at least.
The NFL is the best at it. They have a different thing every month to look forward to. And I had the same problem with college football a few years ago when they added another signing day and put it in the middle of December when we're getting ready for the playoffs. So now you take your two biggest stories, the playoff and signing day, and you put them, what are we doing? Spread all this stuff out. Same with the NBA. We have the championship finishing up Sunday, and then we have the draft on, Thursday?
I think it starts Wednesday.
Let's space this stuff. Let's give this stuff a little time to breathe. Now, with that said, the other side of the coin, too much breath being taken in the NBA. This playoffs cannot be 2 months. 8-3-2 said, I think the reason why it's like this is because 28 other teams, their fan bases care more about the offseason than just the two teams in the finals. Well, you don't get that in the NFL with the Super Bowl. No. We're focused on the Super Bowl more so than the offseason, I would say. But I think part of it is, to your point, 8-3-2, is, if you're a Rockets fan, your season ended, 6 weeks ago? This playoff goes on way too long that teams moved on to their offseason 2 months ago.
But if you look at it, certain teams and certain players in the NBA, when they make the NBA Finals, look at the ratings. The ratings will show it all, will bear it all. People watch. If you had a LeBron in the finals, or if you had a Lakers or Celtics in the finals, people will watch even if it's not their team.
Yeah, these markets don't help.
When you have these smaller markets, now I'm watching because I'm going to watch. Anyway, we're going to watch regardless, right? But most people, if it's not their team, they're not watching. They may watch Game 7, but not all 7.
And there's more parity than ever in the NBA right now. It might
actually be a bad thing if we get these quote-unquote random teams that jump up each year instead of relying on Curry or LeBron or these guys to always be there because you know they bring the viewers with them.
Yeah.
By the way, 832 said, I'm related to George Washington by marriage. Zero evidence, but those were the rumors. Getting back to the pop.
We'll go with that. That's fine. We'll give you that one.
That's right. Just make up who you're related
to. Just make up stuff. Just start making it up.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.